Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this is going to be a special tribute episode. You're wondering, tribute? Why are we doing a tribute episode? Well, one of our listeners, Ron Barron's mom, passed away on the 24th of February. This was just this past Friday. Today is Sunday that I'm recording this. And he asked if I could play a Lone Ranger episode as a tribute to his mother. And I'm going to go ahead and go one step farther and do a whole tribute this week to his mom, his family, and just as a thanks for being such a loyal listener. So we're going to go ahead and play the Lone Ranger. And you wonder, why the Lone Ranger? Well, he said that back in the day when he was younger, she would put him on one of those little mechanical horse rides in front of grocery stores or a supermarket. And when she put him on there, she'd yell, "Hi-ho, Silver." So it's definitely something to think about, is that, everybody may remember the phrase, but may not even know where it comes from. So Lone Ranger is in all of our lives every day. So we're going to go ahead and play the Lone Ranger, and we're going to go ahead and give this to tribute again to Ron Barron's mom, Alice Barron, and I hope she rests in peace, and it's definitely something I don't mind doing. She was 91 years old and lived a nice long life, which is great to hear. Let's get into today's episode. Again, like I said, it's going to be the Lone Ranger. Original air date is August 14th, 1942, and the title is Ace of Crooks. I hope you guys enjoy, and Ron, this one goes out to you and your family.
Horse for the speed of light, a cloud of dust in a hearty, "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's trouble at Deadwood City! I'll Silver!
From time to time, the Lone Ranger anticipated trouble when he saw certain types of men together. When Ace Collins, the notorious gambler, arrived in Deadwood City on the stage, the masked man heard about it. He entered the cafe, disguised as a miner, close on the heels of Ace. When Ace sauntered to the bar, the mystery rider placed himself nearby to hear what was said.
Where's your boss?
What's it to you, stranger? The boss don't have time to talk to every little upstart.
That's enough from you. Tell your boss that Ace Collins is here.
Oh. Well, why didn't you state your name in the first place? Great guns, I didn't know you was Ace Collins. You don't stack up as a sizable man.
Never mind remarks about my size.
The boss is in the back room. He said for you to go right in there as soon as you came. He's waiting.
That's more like it.
Golly, Mr. Collins, I hope you don't take offense. I've heard a plenty about you.
I see you want to conferred with your boss.
Doggone. From all the stories I've heard about Ace Collins, I expected a man at least as big as I am. Shucks, he's no bigger than my son.
Ace Collins hasn't been around here before, has he?
Not as I know of, stranger.
Gamblers of his type haven't had much luck since men learned about the methods they use.
Mister, you better not make remarks about Collins' honesty.
He doesn't know the meaning of the word.
I've warned you. If he's a friend of Boss Barnacle, you miners around here better treat him with respect.
Oh, Barnacle sent for him, huh?
You heard what I said. Now, if you want something, speak up. But if you just want to talk, I got work to do.
I'll be back in a minute.
Thunderation. Collins is coming out of the back room with the boss. I hope he didn't complain about me.
Well, Barnacle doesn't seem interested in you. Who's that fellow he's talking to?
Oh, him? That's Larry Grant. He drives the stage once in a while.
I see.
I was just telling Mr. Collins you're hanging for a little social game of cards, Larry. He's feeling the same way.
Good.
But I warn him, I feel downright lucky tonight.
I'm a poor one to play cards, Larry. I never win.
It's a good thing you've got plenty of cash to lose their colors.
I play for the fun of it, that's all.
Well, set yourself down and cut for the deal.
Just lucky that Mr. Cullen's happened in, Larry. That's some business dealings, you see.
Yeah?
Oh, by the way, here's your shooting iron, Larry. I showed it to my brother, and he said maybe he'd buy it if you care to sell it.
Well, he knows where to find me.
Oh, I hope you don't need a gun when you play cards, Larry.
No, just a friendly game, if that's what you want. Care to join us, Barnacle?
No, thanks. Maybe later on. I've got things to take care of.
Yeah, suit yourself.
Well, go ahead and deal if you want to, Larry. I don't mind.
I will cut. That'll be the best way.
Go ahead.
All right.
Seven.
I'll cut now. That's it. You deal.
Well, that's my luck for the evening. I tell you, Larry, I'm a poor one at cards.
I've heard that sort of talk before. I'll know better after I've played a few hands.
That's right.
I've got to leave in about 3 hours, so I'll tell you before we start. This game can't go on all night.
Of course it not. I've got to get some sleep.
As the two-handed game got underway, the Lone Ranger left the cafe and walked casually to one end of the dark porch, where an Indian sat with a blanket drawn closely about his shoulders. Without looking at the Indian, the Lone Ranger spoke in a low voice.
Tonto, something's going to happen in there, but I don't know what.
Me hear you.
Barnacle and Collins had plans all arranged. We're together for less than a minute.
Then what?
Then Collins was introduced to a stage driver who wanted to play cards. Hello. The drivers of the Deadwood stage carry gold. That's the beginning.
I told you that's right. I didn't do any such thing, Collins.
I say you did. I saw it. You crook, you cheat.
Now, hold on. What's the trouble here?
He dealt from the bottom. Look at those two hands. He's got four aces to my kings. Cards don't fall that way.
Very good. I'm downright surprised.
There's no such thing. It wasn't an honest deal. He stacked them and cut them.
You dealt from the bottom. I saw you. Take that.
Why, you...
Don't shoot him, Larry. Don't touch you again.
I wouldn't shoot Barnacle. But I'm just sorry he's so undersized.
Oh, is that so? Well, don't let my size stop you. If you want to start anything, just start it.
I'd as soon hit a girl.
You yeller. Take that.
Oh, dead rat of Collins, I've stood about enough from you. You try slapping me again,
no,
I'll...
Don't threaten me. Big words, huh? You don't have the nerve to do anything. You yeller. You hear me? Yeller all the way through.
Why, I ought to take you across my knees.
Clear out.
Oh, look here, my
guy. I don't want to trade your kind. Now clear out of here. Don't come in anymore.
All right. If that's the way you want it, that suits me.
And don't try shooting me in the back. I know your kind. You won't meet a man face to face. You try to get me from ambush. Well, don't try it. I've got friends.
Doggone the luck. I suppose everyone in there thinks I'm a yellow hound and a crooked card player. Well, I don't...
Larry.
What? Who's that?
Didn't you know Ace Collins?
What's that?
He's a professional gambler. Crooked one at that.
Yeah, he must have been the way he handled those cards. But
why did he want to pick a fight with you?
Oh, how do I know?
I saw Barnacle hand you a gun.
Well, it was my own gun.
I want to look at it.
Oh, hey, hold on. Look here, stranger. Give me back that gun.
Just a minute, Larry.
Leave my shooting iron alone. That's about all I can tolerate for one evening. That gambler was too small to hit, but you...
Take it easy, Larry. I want to find out something. Look at these cartridges. You generally carry a blank cartridge?
A blank?
Yes, this one.
That wasn't there when Barnacle got the gun.
I didn't think so.
Why would he do that?
So you wouldn't kill Ace Collins if you fired at him.
And the whole thing was framed. That gambler picked a fight with me on purpose.
That's the way it looks.
All right, mister. Get your hands up.
Why are you sneaking no...
You were told to shove off. I'll shove. Hand over his gun, mister.
There you are, Larry.
That's it. Take it, Grant. And buy Moose.
You came up behind me quietly enough.
We won't waste time arguing that point. Did you hear me, Grant?
But I don't...
I've got a knife as well as a gun here. I'll stick your friend in the back if you're here when I count three. One.
Go ahead, Larry.
But hang it, I don't...
You heard him. Get going. Don't worry about me.
He'll run you with a knife if I don't.
Two.
I'll go.
Get along there.
You showed good judgment.
I don't like people who sneak up behind me.
Ouch! My wrist! Let go!
What do you want?
It's the boss. He wants to see you. Let go of my wrist.
Barnacle?
Yes.
Well, I want to see him. Give me that knife before you hurt someone.
You got it? Now let go of my wrist. How'd you turn so fast? Hey, wait, you're to go around to the rear door.
I'm going this way. You want to argue about it?
Oh, no, only Boss Barnagle.
I want Ace Collins in on the conference, too. You, Collins.
Who are you?
Come on, Barnagle's in his office.
Hey, stop. Let go of my collar.
You can finish your drink some other time.
Now, walk out, walk. Stop dragging me. You're making me the laughing stock of everyone here. Let me walk, I tell you.
I don't care what you tell me. In there.
There she is.
Barnagle, I understand you want to speak to me.
Barnagle, he manhandled me. He dragged me here. I demanded
you... Be quiet. What do you want, Barnagle? You talk first.
Who are you? What's the idea of interfering in things that's none of your business?
Didn't you want me to look at Larry's gun?
You're a meddler. We don't want your kind around here.
I don't imagine you do. Is that all you have to say?
You'd better get out of town and fast, and you'll find that I can back what I say.
Now it's my turn, Collins. What I have to say is for you.
What is it?
I have a message for you. And here's something from the man who gives a message.
Courage.
The message is this. Get out of town before midnight. The horse that brought you here is in the saddle shed. Go back where you came from. That's all.
Why, that interfering metal nerdy, I'll show him.
Oh, wait, wait, Monica. Hey,
what's the matter?
Close that door.
Hey.
This bullet, look at it.
What about it? What did he mean by saying it came from the man that told you to get out of town?
This bullet is solid silver.
Silver?
Barnacle, I don't like it. This bullet and the message came from the Lone Ranger.
Oh, Ranger?
Well, that... Did you hear him? Did you hear him? He was in the back. He was listening. He knows his message was delivered. Boss, I gotta do what he says. I met the Lone Ranger once before. He warned me.
Take
then.
It easy, Collins. You're going loco.
I know what I'm talking about. I can handle any officer of the law. I can outsmart any judge and jury. But, boss, I can't fight the Lone Ranger. Why do you think I'm broke? Why do you think I haven't been able to make a dime by gambling? It's the Lone Ranger. He spiked my guns at every turn.
All right. You're going to leave town. You're going to disappear just like he told you to. It all fits right into our plans. Now sit down.
But the Lone
sit
Ranger...
Down. Work out just right. You can't leave town if you're dead, can you?
Oh, now wait a minute.
And that's what you will be. According to all the plans we made. I've got everything lined up in plans that we can't miss. And I hope the Lone Ranger does try to interfere.
It was some time later the same night. The Lone Ranger met Tonto in the small, well-concealed camp outside of town. The disguise was gone. In its place, the Lone Ranger wore his own white hat and mask. Tonto said,
me watch Larry Grant. Follow him when him go away.
I thought you'd get my signal, Tonto.
Me know you not have trouble with fellow who come back here.
I didn't want you to interfere, and I'm glad you didn't. I think Ace Collins will take the warning and clear out of town. In case he hasn't, I'll pay a call on him.
That good. Him plenty scared of Lone Ranger.
We warned him, Tonto.
What game him try here?
I think Barnagle wanted to shoot Larry Grant. He had Ace start a fight. Larry had fired the blank cartridge. He'd have been shot down. But Larry didn't fire.
Oh.
Before we leave Deadwood, Tonto, I want to find out what Barnagle has against that stage driver. Ready, Tonto?
You ready. Here, Scout.
Here, Silver. You make sure Collins left town at midnight. If he's still around, we'll take him out of town. Said he be cool. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
I see there is.
Him still in town.
Steady, Silver. We'll leave the horses here. That thing is rooms in the rear of the hotel. It'll be easy to call him without being seen.
That right.
We won't need to tie the horses. Come on.
What you do with Collins?
They gave him a chance to go straight. He didn't take it. Now he can go back to Osage and face the men he swindled. That's the one thing he didn't want to do.
Window, room, close tight.
Collins isn't a man to appreciate fresh air. We'll have a look. If he isn't there, we... Tonto.
What matter?
Collins is in there, on the bed. But look at him.
Oh. He'll never leave now.
Stabbed. A bullet never did that. He's been killed with a knife.
Killer come out this window. You see sign?
Yes. Stand back, Tonto. Maybe there are tracks here on the ground.
Let me take a close look.
What about it?
There's a clear track here on ground. We follow it, huh?
Yes. But, Tonto, I think I know where they'll lead. Right straight to Larry Grant.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. While the Lone Ranger and Tonto moved slowly along the trail from the rear of the hotel, Larry Grant was confronted by Boss Barnacle and two of his friends.
I brought these boys along so they get back what I tell you.
I don't care what you tell me. I didn't kill Ace Collins or anyone else.
No. Plenty of men were in my cafe when you had your fight with them. That establishes the motive.
Well, I didn't do it. I haven't been out of this house.
Now, wait. Let me point out a couple of other things. There's footprints leading from the window of Collins' room right to this place of yours. One set of footprints.
Then you made them.
You had a knife with your initials on it. Where's that knife?
Huh? My knife?
I'll tell you where it is. It's the one that killed Ace Collins.
What?
What's more? How can you prove he was somewhere else?
You frame me.
Maybe so, Gant. Maybe so.
So that's it. Now I savvy the whole thing.
There's one thing you can be sure of. If you were framed, as you say, there'll be enough evidence against you to hang you.
What have you got against me, Barnacle? What did I ever do to you? Well, then why are you doing this?
You needn't worry at all, Grant. I can fix everything up. All I want from you is a little favor, that's all. Just a little favor.
Meaning what?
You're taking the stage out of here in the morning.
I won't take part in a holdup.
Who asked you to?
What's more, how do I know anyone is dead?
Grant, I thought you'd want to see the evidence. That's why I left everything as it was. Come on. We'll show you.
Larry Grant was hurried by Barnacle and his men to the hotel adjoining the cafe. In the rear room, he saw...
Collins.
You're very pretty, is he?
Barnacle, this is your work.
Well, I'll set you up. Don't you stay right here by the door. You can look and that's all. You're not going to destroy the evidence.
Now, are you satisfied?
I suppose Ace didn't know what he was in for when he agreed to play your game.
Be hard on you, Grant, being hanged for murder. Be still harder on that girl that's coming from the East to marry you.
Well, you knew about
it. I make it my business to know things. Just think of her getting here and finding you're dead. Dead on the hangman's rope. She'd be here all alone. No friends or relatives, no job, nothing. Not even fair to get back east. Maybe Butch here would take a shine to her and marry
her. Stop it!
It'd be worth your while to hush things up, Grant. Worth a lot, wouldn't it?
Who knows about this?
My two partners here. Me, that's all.
The sheriff?
Nope. I haven't brought the sheriff yet. It's a lucky thing it happened in my hotel. And get rid of the evidence. No reason why anyone has to know a thing about this.
What do you want?
You take the stage over Cripple Creek, don't you?
Yeah.
There's a bridge there, but the horses might get out of hand and bolt to the side. Then instead of crossing on the bridge, the horses and stage would all go over the edge. You could jump, of course.
Yeah, but the passengers, the guard.
You know doggone well there won't be passengers. The stage is carrying a full cargo of gold. And as for the guard, well, same with you, Grant. And if you hang, remember the girl. Think of her.
Of all the rotten stuff.
There's no reason to stay here any longer now. You think it over. Come on, Butch.
I'll turn the light out.
Right. What do you say, Grant?
I don't know.
You don't have a long time to make up your mind.
All right, let's get going. Being in the room with that gives me the creeps.
It's up to you, Grant. If we find the stage at the bottom of the ravine, you'll be in the clear. If we don't, well, there'll be lawmen waiting when you come back from your trip.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had difficulty in trying to follow the tracks by moonlight. Finally, they reached Grant's house, only to find the place lighted but empty.
Tonto, Larry Grant isn't a murderer.
Tracks lead here.
That's the conclusion the law will reach. He's been framed. Barnacle's work, I'm sure of it.
Frame up, start with fighting Cafe, huh?
Yes, and when Larry Grant didn't shoot as he was supposed to, Barnacle went further. Come on, Tonto. Got to get back to the hotel.
What we do there?
We'll see what other evidence has been stacked up against him. Steady there, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Hold on, Silver.
By the time the masked man and Tonto reached the place where they had started on the trail, the cafe had closed and the town was silent. The room where Ace Collins had been was dark.
Oh, Silver, hold him up.
In that window, Tonto.
Horse make plenty noise. Maybe someone find us.
Yeah, we'll have to take that chance. Come on. I'll get a light in here. You stand at the window and let me know if anyone comes.
You watch.
Here's a candle. Tonto, he's gone.
Room empty? No one there?
No, his clothes are gone, too.
You hear someone come?
Good. I've got some questions to ask.
Come from inside hotel.
I'll meet them at the door.
Hey, what?
Oh, it's you again.
The masked man.
I'm in here.
What's going on?
I want you too, Barnacle.
Hey,
come in.
I'll fix you up.
Enough of that.
Oh, you let go my arm.
Now we'll get the facts. Where's Ace Collins?
How do I know?
All right, then. You tell me.
I don't know nothing.
You tried to frame Larry Grant. Where is he?
I don't know what you're talking about. I heard a noise and came down to see what it was. That's all I know.
Where is Larry Grant?
Don't ask me. I suppose he's at the stagecoach station getting ready to take the eastbound out. It's time for it.
You two are fully dressed. Maybe planning to go along. Is that it?
I've been working all night. You told Connors to leave when he slept. That's all there is to it. What more do you want?
How do you account for the way this room is?
I don't account for anything. I've had enough of your meddling in my affairs and busting into my hotel.
There goes the stage now. You want to see Larry Grant? Why don't you overtake it?
I want to know the truth about Ace Collins. Otto, come in and light the lamp. Get more light in here and see what we can find.
I tell you, I've got nothing to do with it.
Was he murdered?
I don't know a thing.
Maybe we find Trailer Collins.
Barnacle, you're up to something. I'm going to find out what it is if it's the last thing I do.
I've told you all I can't tell you. Why don't you go away, Marjorie?
Oh, look at this.
Oh.
The stained shirt and vest.
Huh.
Collins was moved by someone who changed his clothes or he was faking death.
And here. Maybe this show. Stains made by crushing berries.
So that's it. Collins wasn't hurt at all. Barnacle, where are they?
I don't know. Now let go of me.
Where are they?
I said I don't know.
Maybe this fellow ready to talk. Meet me.
Hey, look out.
You tell where Crook is
now. No, stop it.
Hurry, you talk.
Don't stick that knife into me. I'll tell.
You squealing on me.
You'll do nothing.
He's gone. Collins left here. Barnacle gave him cash and sent him south.
How long ago?
Just a few minutes. He ain't been gone more than a quarter of an hour.
Quarter of an hour. Might as well be a year. If he reaches the open range, there's no telling what direction he'll go.
You got more to tell. You keep talking.
No. There's nothing more. I don't know no more.
Why was this frame up staged?
Don't make me tell no more. Boss will kill me.
You talk.
Grant thinks he's framed for murder. He thinks he's got to do what the boss says or hang for the murder of Ace Collins.
What's he supposed to do?
Drive over the ravine at Cripple Creek.
That's enough. We'll deal with you later.
He fix him now.
Otto, through the window. Here, Silver. Come on, boy, fast.
Yes, Scout. You come.
City, big fella. Hit the saddle, Tonto. Go after the stage. Try and stop it.
Now, are you ready? Get him up.
Come on, Silver.
Round
Riding like the wind, the Lone Ranger headed south, while Tonto, racing east, sought to overtake the eastbound stage. Finally, in the light of early dawn, Ace Collins could be seen ahead.
There he is, Silver, old boy. We'll get him now. Come on, Silver! Coming back. I need you.
Keep away from me.
You're too handy with that gun at close range, Collins. Drop it.
No. Hold my hand.
Now I'll take you off that saddle.
Let me out. Let me be. Go away. Let go.
Come on.
God, you drop me. I'll be killed.
I won't drop you. I just want to show you to someone who thinks you're dead. Now we'll cut east. Come on, Silver.
Larry Grant held the reins of the four in hand, still undecided. Somewhere ahead was the bridge that spanned Cripple Creek. If he crossed that bridge in safety, he knew Boss Barnagle would carry out his threat. On the other hand...
Oh, it'll be murdering the guard.
Killing four good horses.
What's the matter, Larry? Something on your mind?
Huh? Oh, no. No, nothing on my mind.
We're toting a mighty valuable cargo this trip. Hope we don't run into no outlaws.
Yeah, so do I.
Great Scott, there's one coming from behind.
An outlaw?
Redskin, look. I'll fix him.
No, wait. Don't shoot yet. Maybe he's not an outlaw.
I've got to drop him. If he tries to stop us, I'll let him have it. He's closing in fast.
Get up there! Maybe we can outrun him.
Not a chance.
Stop! Hey! Stop!
He's drawing the gun. I'll fix him.
You missed.
I'll get him next time. Just drop him back a little. Maybe he's going to try to come up on your side.
There's Crippled Creek ahead.
Hey, there's someone else. Look, that white horse.
Oh, Silver!
Great day. Look at that white horse coming up, Larry.
That horse, that voice.
Huh?
Rein up, Larry. Rein up. Look on white horse.
The white horse has two men on it.
Take a look, Frank. There he is.
What's he talking about?
He's got Ace Collins. Ace Collins is with him.
Hey, watch your driving. We're coming to the bridge.
I see it. I see the bridge. How could I miss it? Why, those dirty schemers.
What?
The double-crossing crooks. Wait till I finish this run.
What are you talking about?
I said I see the bridge over Cripple Creek. How could I miss it? Here we go. Come on, boys. Get up there.
Well, that does it, Tonto.
Now stage all clear.
As for you, Collins.
What are you going to do with me?
What do you think should be done?
Put me down. I never had a ride like this.
Ace, you're a gambler. Well, you're going to have one more chance to study odds.
What do you mean?
You can do one of two things. Go to the sheriff and sign a confession, telling the part Barnagle and his friends played in staging a frame-up. Or...
Oh, what?
Or be turned over to Larry Grant when he returns. He didn't fight you the last time because you were too small. But now, well, you can decide where you'd be safer. In jail or in the hands of Larry Grant?
I have to decide?
Right now.
Well, take me to the sheriff. I'll sign the confession.
Very well.
Oh, but wait. Don't run that horse so fast. I can't stand such riding.
You'll have to stand it. Let's go, Tonto.
Come on, Scout! I'll fill it!
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.